They tell me, how many of you Lum and Abner listeners are, as the old saying goes, from Missouri when it comes to trying something for the first time? Well, if you have to be shown, we're all the more anxious for you to try Alka-Seltzer. Now, supposing, for example, you've caught one of those miserable colds that are making the rounds these days. Well, right now would be a mighty good time for you to let Alka-Seltzer show you how helpful it can be in relieving that dull, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. Of course, in addition to taking Alka-Seltzer, you'll want to take other common-sense precautions, too. Get plenty of rest. Eat wisely. Dress sensibly. Get ample vitamins. And say, if a sore throat's a part of your cold discomfort, remember that Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing gargle, too. Try it just once. That's all we ask. And we believe Alka-Seltzer will become a friend of yours for life. Get a 30 or 60-cent size package of modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist and start taking them at the first sign of a cold. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's poor handwriting prevented the professor from reading a certain letter that inadvertently fell into his hands. It was the love letter which Lum had planned to send to the widow Abernathy using the professor's name. Saved from this embarrassment, Lum has proceeded with his plan to get the widow infatuated with Professor Sloan and thus drive him out of Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store. They're consulting a Spanish textbook. Listen.
Well, hurry up, Grandpap, and find a Mexican word for farm in there.
Hey, just hold your horses here, Abner. I'm looking as fast as I can.
Well, I want to get this ad wrote before Lum gets back. He thinks I buying a Mexican jumping bean farm is silly.
What Mexican paper are you going to run this ad in, Abner?
I don't know. I've got to find that out somewhere. I might not. Sure, they got a newspaper of some kind, though. Have you found that word farm yet?
Yeah, here's a Mexican word for football. How about changing it to that?
I don't want to buy no football farm. I'm aiming on getting a jumping bean farm. I thought you said you know the Mexican language good.
Well, I do. Spent one whole morning here in the library learning it. Just a little rusty on it now, is all.
Well, hurry up.
Here's a word for field. You might use that.
Field? Well, that wouldn't sound right. Mexican jumping bean field. That sounds like some place where the beans go to practice jumping.
Well, you'll need some place like that, won't you?
Well, yes, but not right away.
Well, you can say it this way, Abner. A field of beans.
Huh?
You know, like you say, a field of corn or a field of potatoes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, eh? Yeah, I believe that's what I'll put down. What's the word for field?
Whereabouts was that at now? Oh, here. C-A-M-P-O, Campo.
Campo?
Yep.
You sure now that don't mean camp? I don't want to buy no camp, Grandpap. Well, leastways, not till I start getting rich off the jumping beans.
Well, this means field. Says it right here. You can see it for yourself. Here, look.
Well, ain't no use of me looking. I can't talk that language. Let's see now. Wanted, one Campo of Mexican jumping. What's the word for jumping?
Jumping.
Yeah.
Just a second. I'll look it up. Jumping. J.
But would you like to have a job working for me on the farm, Grandpap?
Here we are. Jump. The word is salto.
Salto?
S-A-L-T-O.
Doggies, do they come already salted?
No, that don't mean salted. That means jump. That's what you ask for, ain't it?
Yeah, but that don't sound just right.
Well, it's right, according to the book. Put it down there.
Yeah, all right. Wanted one Campo of salto. Now give me the word for beans.
Yeah, just a minute. This language is uncommon easy once you get on to it. Beans. Here we are. Samilla.
Samilla?
Yeah. Says here that's bean of the cocoa.
Well, I don't want no cocoa. We got all that we want right here in the store.
Wait a minute. Here's another bean.
Huh?
Frijoles.
Oh, that's better. How do you spell that?
F-R-I-J-O-L-E-S.
Doggett, I got it now. Wanted, one Campo of salto fried jolies. Now, what order to put down now? Write to Abner Peabody, Pine Ridge?
Yeah, that's good.
I better tell him to write me back in American so I can make it out.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. If it's in Mexican, I'll be able to read it for you.
Doggett, I just hope I get an answer right away. I can't hardly wait to get down there and start growing them jumping beans.
Well, what you going to do with them after you get them growed?
Well, I'll, let's see now. What does a feller do with them things?
He can't eat them.
No.
You'd have the folks in town jumping like a batch of jackrabbits.
Yeah, doggies, there must be some use for them, though. Maybe I could sell them to some college that some of them college fellers are taking up high jumping.
No, I don't believe that'd be legal, Abner. They wouldn't allow that. That'd give them an unfair advantage.
Would, huh? Well, I wouldn't want to do nothing illegal. I reckon I could feed them to bullfrogs, help them in their jumping. But I don't know that I could make no money at it.
No, bullfrogs ain't got no money.
No, they wouldn't pay me.
Maybe Lum was right when he said this was a silly idea, Abner.
No, it ain't no silly idea, neither. I know good and well there's some way to use them things. I'm going to raise them and find out what it is, too. I'm bound and determined. I know I can sell a few of them to carnival fellers.
Carnival fellers?
Yes, sir. One time me and Lum seen a feller at a carnival over at Cherry Hill. He had a whole box of them things. Come to think of it, he was selling them, too. I believe he got a nickel apiece for him, if I recollect right.
Nickel apiece?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see now. I ought to get at least, 50 pods over every vine. And there's about 5 beans in a pod, I reckon. That's, 5 times 50, or 250 beans off of one vine.
You figured out. I ain't going to worry my patience with it.
Well, now, I aim to plant, at least a couple of thousand vines. That's 250,000 beans. That would make, 5 times... Dad, blame it anyway.
What's the matter?
That would be just my luck.
What's the matter?
Why me running into an idea like this just when the government says that no feller can make over $25,000 a year?
Oh, that. Well, I believe you can keep her under that.
I doubt it.
Don't forget, you'll more likely have a lot of them beans that won't be able to learn how to jump even.
Yeah, I reckon so. Some of them might not be smart enough to learn. I'll just unencourage some of them in it. Facts is, I might just take us. Wait a minute, there comes Lum. Don't tell him about this ad I wrote now.
No, but I think you ought to tell him, Ed.
I ain't gonna do it. Mind out. Yeah, howdy, Lum. Any mail today?
No, none at all. Oh, hello, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy. Did you know Abner's aiming
on... Grandpap, be quiet now.
What's that?
Nothing, Lum, nothing at all. Grandpap and me were just, we were discussing something.
Oh. Grannies, it appears like we ain't never going to get shut up Professor Sloan, Abner.
We ain't?
No.
I thought you said you managed to get him and the Widder Abernathy together over at that sociable Saturday night.
Well, I did. I even got the Widder to thinking the professor was sort of sweet on her. But it never done no good.
Never, huh? Dog is having the Widder running after you. It's the one thing that'd drive any feller clean out of town to my notion.
Not the professor, though. Do you know what? He likes the Widder.
Huh? Likes her.
Well, for the land's sake.
That feller must be deaf and blind both.
Well, it shows one thing. It shows he ain't got brains enough to be a school teacher and try to learn our young'uns anything.
Doggett, I just can't believe that, Lum.
He's even been over to see the Widder a couple of evenings since then.
He has?
Yeah, of course, I found out he ain't the romantics type.
He ain't, huh?
I found that out from one of the Widder's young'uns, little Ronald.
Oh, well, what did Ronald tell you?
Oh, he said that his mama told the professor that she just loved to gaze at the moon. So the next night he brung over a telescope, and the Widder had to sit there for 3 hours looking at the moon through the telescope while he explained all about the moon to her.
Explained it? Now, what is it to explain about the moon, a thing just setting up there?
Oh, it's a whole bunch of stuff. What's on it and where it goes to in the daytime and all such as that.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah.
You see, Professor Sloan claims he's an astronomer. I found that out.
He's an astronomer?
Yeah. That's a feller that looks at the stars and studies all about planets and comets and the Milky Ways and a lot of worthless nonsense like that.
Well, I do know.
I was reading a book in the library here the other day all about them astronomers. It's uncommonly interesting reading.
It is.
Interesting, my eyes. Just a bunch of priddle-priddle, that's what it is. You know what he told the Widder he wants to do?
No.
He wants to build himself an observatory.
Observatory?
Yes.
What's that?
Oh, it's a little building up high summers where you can sit and look at the sky.
For goodness. I never heard of such a thing. Why don't they climb a tree? I believe that feller must be touched.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I sort of think he is myself.
Oh, must be. Sit there and look at the sky.
Now, I was reading about them astronomers, and them fellers has to be awful smart to learn that stuff.
Sassy Frass
is right. I know I'm going to do all I can to keep from putting anything as ridiculous as an observatory around here.
Well, Lum, now, is he showing us serious about that?
From what I hear, he is.
Oh, he couldn't.
Of course, he has to raise some money first.
He does?
Yeah, I believe I'll just write a note to the school board telling them what's going on.
Why, sure. Why don't you just call them up on the phone?
No, this is more official doing it right.
Oh, it is, huh?
What about some paper, Ed?
Right there.
I'll tell them that the professor... For goodness sakes, what's this you got wrote down here?
Huh?
One can of salted something.
Oh.
Your handwriting gets worse every day, Abner. What is this, a grocery order?
Huh?
No, that's an ad Abner's putting in a Mexican newspaper. He wants to buy a jumping bean farm.
Grandpap.
For goodness sake. Ain't you got that idea out of your head yet, Abner?
Well, now, Long.
That's worse than Professor Sloan wanting to build an observatory.
Ain't done it.
Where about you figuring on getting the money to buy this farm with?
Well, we've deposited quite a lot of money in the bank here in the last month, and I...
Yeah, and that money's going to stay right there, too. That's our reserve. Nobody's going to touch that, neither.
Well, now, Lum, half of that
belongs to me. Wait a minute, Abner. That's our ring.
Take my half by half.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. Lum Edwards talking.
Jumping bean farmer.
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't think... Well, I know, but I'm again it... Huh? Name it what? Well, yeah, that does sound good, all right. Could you work memorial in there some way or other? Good. Yeah, that is a problem. But I believe I can handle that end of it all right. Yeah, let me check up on something here, and I'll call you right back. Yeah. Goodbye.
Who was that, Long?
That was Professor Sloan. How much money did you say we had in the bank?
What do you want to know that for?
Because I want to buy a little piece of land up on Piney Mountain.
Piney Mountain?
Yeah, that's where me and Professor Sloan are going to build the Edwards Memorial Observatory.
Well, what do you know about that? And say, by the way, what do you know about the surprisingly fast-relief Alka-Seltzer offers for a touch of acid indigestion, a sour, upset stomach, or occasional distress after meals? Well, you should be acquainted with Alka-Seltzer because it does more than simply reduce gastric acidity. It also helps to relieve that full, stuffy, uncomfortable feeling that's so often a major part of minor stomach discomforts. No wonder, then, that Alka-Seltzer is such a favorite. And we believe it'll become a favorite of yours, too, once you've experienced the gratifying twofold relief it offers for occasional stomach upsets. So next time, take Alka-Seltzer and see for yourself. You can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, by the package, or by the glass at the soda fountain.